Barbara Jones, executive director of Anchorage's Equal Rights Commission, sees tonight's event as a very special one indeed.
It's taken us about 4 years to put this together, but we've finally got it on the agenda, and I'm really excited about the program tonight.
The challenge for the Equal Rights Commission organizers was that the two facilitators are not local, but members of the U.S. Department of Justice's Community Relations Service. Both bring a professional history of practical police experience along with an awareness of citizen perceptions. Rosa Melendez is a director of Community Relations Service Northwest Region. She's a former Seattle police officer and U.S. Marshal. Jones says Melendez has come to Alaska several times and understands some of Anchorage and the state's issues. The other facilitator is Ben Liu, an associate director in community relations from Washington, D.C.
He's a former captain of the Baltimore Police Department Homicide Division. Ben Liu is certainly a cop's cop, and we're excited about having him here.
Along with Anchorage's Equal Rights Commission's sponsorship, this evening's event has also attracted the partnership of the Alaska Native Justice Center and the Alaska Immigration Justice Project. The dialogue begins at 7 o'clock tonight and takes place at Clark Middle School, located in Mountain View near Brigaw Street and the Glen Highway. Although Anchorage's immigrant and minority populations are scattered throughout the municipality, Mountain View and the northeast portion of the city have a higher percentage than many other areas. And it's in these neighborhoods where perhaps it's easiest for the misunderstandings between residents and police to occur.
When law enforcement engages with citizens, they have specific standards that they have, and they're going to help citizens understand what law enforcement's role is, as well as allow law enforcement to hear what the community's perception is.
Jones says participants are welcome to talk about any issues they've had with law enforcement. She suspects that many questions will be fairly specific in nature.
What I think is going to be more likely what people are going to say and what the issues are is, I was stopped by law enforcement and I don't know why.
If that does occur, facilitator Liu should be able to provide several insights. According to Jones, Liu is actually working on a booklet for both law officers and the public about traffic stops. Jones says traffic stops are second only to domestic disturbance calls for officer fatalities. Traffic stops are often a situation of high nervousness for both the driver and the officer. Jones hopes tonight is an important step in bridging the divide that can exist between police officers and the general citizenry.
It's a great opportunity for the community to come and have some experienced people help us understand each other and help our law enforcement officials make our community a safer place.
Once again, that community dialogue on law enforcement begins at 7 o'clock this evening and takes place at Clark Middle School, located on Brigaw Street just north of the Glen Highway. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.